Father, we thank you for your word. We ask you to open up our hearts today, tonight, Lord. Just open our hearts. Let us hear from heaven, Lord. Let your word speak to us, Lord. For you have given it to us, Lord, to help us live our lives by, to love you, to know how to walk with you, to know your plans, to know your purposes, Lord. We thank you for it, and we honor it, Lord. Speak through my lips tonight. I allow you to have your way, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. How many are believing with me for some utterance tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. From the Lord. We were talking, not this last Sunday, so it'd be about 10 days ago, we started a little bit about prayer. And then last Wednesday, we talked a little bit more about prayer, and we got to talking about the first thing that Jesus really said about prayer, and it was Matthew 5 there where he talked about, he said, pray, who do we pray for? What do we pray for? And we got to talking about praying for our enemies. How many have been thinking about that this week a little bit? Maybe I have some enemies, Lord. Maybe there are those, he said, not just our enemies, but those that despitefully use us. Maybe they speak evil of you. Amen. We can pray for them. And we talked a little bit about not causing offense to others as well. Amen. Not creating our own enemies. And not causing offense to those that maybe they don't know as much as you do, or they're young in the Lord and so forth, that we are careful with our words. Amen. We don't have to say everything we know. We talked there in 1 Peter 3 where it says we can refrain from speaking certain things. Amen. Keep our mouth from lies, Lord. Keep our mouth from speaking guile, from speaking gossip, from saying things we ought not to say. Hallelujah. So, that's what we were from last week. We said, let's pray for our enemies. Well, I want us to remember that's one kind of prayer, praying for our enemy. Amen. Say, well, that's a kind of prayer. Sure. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. I'm going to start there tonight. Ephesians, come on now. Here we go. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 18. Now here Paul is explaining a little bit about in this chapter that we're to give honor to people that we should honor. Honor our parents, right? Amen. First commandment with promise. That's going to be good for us, well with us. He goes on and talks about fathers not to provoke your children and servants to obey your masters, those that are over you in your work, you know. Not just with eye service, but to honor the Lord. And we should do the right things. Amen. And then finally he says, put on the whole armor of God that you can stand. And he begins to share with us that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against those principalities and powers. And then we get down here to the 18th verse, and we've been talking about prayer, and it says, praying always. Get your armor on. Realize that doesn't mean he was likening it to the armor that the Romans wore with that belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. That we, it's not something that we just say. It's something that we know. See, the Bible says when you know the truth is what's going to set you free. And Jesus said, we've talked about this in John 17. He said to thy word, Father, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. He settled it. We know what truth is. Truth is what God says. Whether we like it or not, whether we want to agree with it or not, it's still true. Truth is truth by the merit of truth alone. Amen. Not because we decide it's true. It's only true for you if you receive it. Yes, that's true. But that just means you're not walking in the truth or you're not receiving the truth. But it doesn't mean it's not true. The Bible says, let every man be a liar, let God be true, and every man a liar. Amen? So we have the truth. So, hallelujah. But these are not just... I'm saying this because sometimes we have in the past, and we've had prayer meetings where they... Well, we're going to get our armor on. Everybody stand up, you know. Well, really... That has nothing to do with what the armor of God really is. If you're going to have on the belt of truth, you got to know some truth. Okay? You can say it all day long. I put on the belt of truth. And if you don't know anything, you're not going to succeed in truth. How many know that's the truth? Hallelujah. Amen. Okay? You know, the breastplate of righteousness is not just something you cover. It covers you because you know that I am the very righteousness of God in Christ, not in myself. And you understand what righteousness is. I've been justified by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's what makes me right with God. Amen. All right. I just don't want to say, hey, these are the... our armor, and then we don't really understand. We think it's something we just flippantly put on. No, we're putting on truth. We're girding ourselves with the truth of the Word of God. We're setting ourselves, I am righteous in Christ Jesus. I'm accepted by my Father. I am a son. I'm an heir. I'm a joint heir with God. Hallelujah. I'm not just nobody. Amen. We have our loins girded with that truth, our breastplate of righteousness on, and we're standing somewhere. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith because we know what that faith is. It's that firm persuasion. It is, I know in whom I believe. I'm persuaded that He is able. And when we know that He is able, our shield will quench every fiery dart of the enemy. The enemy may throw darts. He may come your way. He may try to destroy you, deceive you, distract you, take you out, put you down, lie to you over and over, play your past in your mind, but you can say, no, it is written, God has said, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He has cleansed me. He always causes me to triumph in Him, not in myself. I'm not trusting in me. I'm trusting in the true and the living God, see? When we trust in ourselves, of course we're going to fail. There is no confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah. That's why He said we wrestle against principalities and powers. We're not wrestling in the flesh. Sometimes we create our own wars, amen? Right up here, we start thinking on the wrong thing. But when we get our mind girded with the salvation of God, hallelujah, amen, we got the helmet of salvation on. What does that mean? We're not thinking on other things. We're thinking on Him. He said, what perfect mind, perfect peace is He whose mind is stayed on Him. That's the helmet of salvation. What's your mind on? Amen. Hallelujah, that I've been cleansed by that precious blood. I've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother, that my Father will never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. Whew. We gird our loins with the truth. He says, stand therefore. Why? Because He's expecting. We're expecting something when we stand. Having done all, stand. Why? Because we did it. We know we got the answer coming. We're not wondering. We're not hoping. We don't think so. We know He's working. Why? Because we prayed. Amen. And He says, pray. We got the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always. What? Verse 18, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching whereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We're ready to stand and we're ready to do battle with the Word of God and with our prayer and to destroy all the work of the enemy. You see, he says here with all, says praying always, what? With all manner, or all prayer. It says here with all prayer. Another translation says all kinds of prayer, all manner of prayer. So there's really different things. It says prayer and supplication. It just means we're crying out to God. We're saying, Lord, this is what we desire. We're letting our requests be made known. We're saying, Lord, this is it. Hallelujah. We call for you, Lord. In the Spirit, watching, 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 watching. Why are we watching? Because we have an enemy. That's why we're watching. Sometimes he comes. Anybody ever had a counterattack? Oh, man. I don't know if you've ever had one, but I have. You got the victory. Oh, it looks wonderful. And then here he came. There he comes. Or you set your face like flint. Maybe you've been seeking the Lord. Things are going great. Oh, man, I spent a 10-day fast. I came off that fast and you wouldn't believe what happened. Oh, I would. I would. I know God's faithful. And yes, you heard the Word of God. But how many know? We hear from heaven. What does the devil come to do? To steal the Word that you have heard. Amen. What has God said? What did he say? By his stripes I was healed. Amen. Getting that mind renewed to the truth. Amen. That's part of salvation. Salvation doesn't just mean being saved. Safety. Soundness. Soundness of mind. That's part of your helmet of salvation. And in these days, we definitely need to remember that God wants us to also be sober. In other words, not drunk on the things and the thoughts of this world. You know, you can get drunk on different kinds of thoughts. People that get so caught up, they're so caught up in this so-called plague. That's so, you know, and we are so fearful. And don't get me wrong, I know. It's not as easy as people think because they play it day and night. It gets on every channel, every news. I thought, dear Lord, I don't even watch the news and I know everything that's going on. I mean, I don't even really watch the news. I mean, if I want to listen to the news, I can get online and choose what I'm going to listen to. I want to know what's going on in the world. Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, but if I didn't even listen to the news, there's people with so much communication going on, they send you a message, they send you a text, they send you this, they send you that. Oh, do you know what happened? You know, I got somebody I know on your gun. Oh, there was a bomb that went off in Cup Holiday. They prayed for us. You know, if I prayed for everybody that asked me, I'm busy. I'm too busy. I mean, I'll be here. Yeah, I'm praying without ceasing, brother, but you know, there's some things. Yeah, I'll say quick prayer, but I don't have time to get on my knees and see God just in your condition. That's your city. You pray. Hallelujah. I'm praying for mine. Hallelujah. And I'll pray. I'm not saying we don't pray for those things, but there are some times we are so caught up with all the things around us, we forgot about where we are. You know, right here at home. We're supposed to make requests to the Lord. He said, yes, for all saints. We should. We're watching. And we know when the enemy attacks, but there's also the home front. You know, God doesn't, you know, he's not holding back just because you're right here at home in Jerusalem. We're working on our Jerusalem right now. St. Thomas needs some prayer too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But praying with all prayer, all kinds of prayer, all manner of prayer. And like we said last week, who do we pray for? What do we pray for? Our enemies was number one. And That's a good thing to pray about, to think about. Because he said not just to pray for them, but to do them good. Lord, what good can I do for them? How can I bless them, Lord? What would bless them? You know, no telling him what he might tell you. Hang on. Might be different than what you think. Amen. You know, he could say, why don't you pay their mortgage for the next 6 months? They're having a hard time. Huh? That's my enemy. He's the guy that hates me. He's the one making fun of me every day. He leaves bad texts on my phone. Boy, we're under terrible persecution, aren't we? I mean, I'm not, you know, trying to belittle everything, but it seems today there's a lot of people that are very, very touchy. I'll just say that. You know, the Bible says we're not to be so touchy. He said bad things to me on my Facebook page. Well, shut it off. If you'd stop looking, you wouldn't even know what they're thinking. Amen. You know, when we were, you know, and I'm growing up, you tell your mother that, well, at least they're not talking about somebody else. You know, get happy. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know how I got off on that, but anyway. It's still true, you know. It's not the little things. We don't have a lot that we're really there, but it's still true. Sometimes there are words that happen to people, and I know they hurt. You know, and they can be damaging. We've talked about that. But there's also a place where we're standing. We're in prayer. We're getting our own mind on the right thing. If we're going to be concerned about what everybody's saying around us, we need some help. Amen. We got to get our mind renewed to that truth. But praying always with all kinds of prayer. And we talked about praying that way. And so we know that the Word of God comes first in prayer. You know, in our prayer, we should know, hey, this is what the Word of God says. When we pray according to the Word of God, we're going to get answers according to what God has said. How many want God's answers? Amen. I want His answers. When Elijah prayed, God tells him, all right, you know, he says he's telling all his people there at Mount Carmel, all these prophets of Baal, they're worshiping Baal. Well, go ahead, you can pray first. I mean, they spend the whole day there, cutting themselves and whipping their backs and crying out to this Baal God. Nothing happens. And Elijah says, all right now, come on now put some rocks over there. And now add some water, make a trench. Make sure you make it a little deep, maybe 2 feet deep. Dig it a little deeper. Yeah, you know, he figured they don't have anything else to do. They're praying to a false god, you know, so he's just using them. Getting us all ready. Now make sure you get that idol real wet. Hallelujah. In 26 words, the fire of God fell. Not only burned what was there, but licked up the water. The fire of God cannot be quenched. Amen. When we're in prayer and we're consistent and we're standing with the armor of God, watching whereunto with all perseverance, we don't give up, we don't quit, we don't stop, we never give in, and we don't take no for an answer, because God is faithful to His word. Oh, God must be testing me. The Bible said He doesn't test any man. He doesn't tempt us and test us. The devil does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. My Bible says my God's faithful. We sang about it tonight. What a faithful God I have. He will answer. He said he watches over his word to perform it. He stacked this thing in our favor, folks. Hallelujah. He's good. He's not the one that's after us. We need to know that. Sometimes people need to know where to put the blame. And it's, you know, unfortunately, you hear a lot of things blamed on God that are not God at all. He didn't send the tornado to put your house down. Hey, we're standing in the Lord's presence. If your house go home and your house burned down tonight, well, let's praise God. We'll build a better one. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we get a little carried away and we make our own requests so much so that we forget that we can cast our care on the Lord. That's one of the prayers, you know. Prayer of commitment. Prayer of casting your care. Why? Because God cares for me and watches over me. He cares for me watchfully. The Amplified says, hallelujah, amen. Let's turn over there. 1 Peter. I believe it's 1 Peter. Yeah, 1 Peter 5. Verse 7. But let's back up to verse 6 here. Just because I like this verse. And it tells us what to do. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. I said it just a minute ago. Verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, it doesn't say God Almighty. He's not our adversary. He's our Father. He's for you, the Bible says, and he's not against you. You know, he's even for the sinner. The Bible says God is good to all. The psalmist says God is good to all. You know when he blesses you, he wants to bless your neighbor too? Amen. If your blessings fall over on him, he might just listen to you a little bit more. Amen. Glory to God. The adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion, but he comes like one. Walks about seeking whom he may devour. Well, what's going to make you devourable? Ah. He said, what? Casting all your care. Care is what makes us devourable. So you say, well, we were talking about what to pray for, praying for our enemies, and we're also praying the prayer of commitment. Lord, I cast it on you. I trust you, Father, because you care for me. Let me look that up here real quick in the Amplified. 1 Peter 5:7. Well, I thought I already had it on here, but I don't have to get it. Sorry. Yeah, 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5:7 says in the Amplified, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Hallelujah. We got a Father that cares for us affectionately and he cares for us watchfully. He's watching over us. Hallelujah. When we're standing, when we have a firm foundation, we're on the Word of God. We're not being moved. We've got the armor of God on. We're praying with all manner of prayer in the Spirit, watching unto for all saints. We're on the battlefield. He cares for us. We need not care for certain things. Amen. The Bible says what? That he said what? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What? All these things. What things? The things that everybody else is worried about. That they're trying to run after. They're trying to take care. He said, don't worry about what you eat or what you drink or what you wear. Doesn't your Father know what you have need of before you ask? Doesn't he know how many hairs are on your head? The Bible says he knows when the sparrow falls. You know how many sparrows there are? You ever see a lot of sparrows at once? I remember one time, this was only once that I remember in my life, but there were all these birds flying over our apartment way back. We were just married not long, and as far as I could see, I thought I could not believe. I mean, for probably, it had to be at least 30 minutes. I just stood there, I'm watching, and here comes this flock of birds, and they're just birds. I mean, huge, as wide as this auditorium at least, and they're just flying and coming, and there they are. As far as I could see, they come around the curve, and they're all following each other, and where they went, I'm not even sure, but I thought, wow. I mean, that's a lot of birds, and that's just one kind of bird. They're all the same. You know, birds of the feather do flock together. They really do, you know, and I was like, wow, God knows if one of them gives up, if one of them happens to run into your window, you know, sometimes they'll see their stuff in that window and they think there's other birds that they can fly right through, you know. Anybody ever seen that happen? Boom. Imagine that. Boom. Ah. Break his neck and he falls down. God knows. God knows. I mean, that's comforting. He knows. He knows. He sees all. Hallelujah. And he watches over us. We cast all of our anxieties, all of our worries, all of our concerns once and for all on him. Lord, you take care of me. You watch over me. I know, you know, it's one thing I got to say. You know, when I was at home, well, what are we going to do? Well, trust the Lord. He'll take care of us. I remember that many times. Just didn't worry about it. It didn't do any good. The Bible says, what can we do by worrying? Who can add it just a little bit to your stature? Maybe if I worry long enough, I'll grow just a little bigger. I mean, that's what he's saying. Who can add to yourself anything? What is that worrying doing? Hallelujah. What is the anxiety doing to me other than eating me up? Now, don't get me wrong. We are to be watchful. We've already read that. We're to be watchful, to pray for all saints, whatever he gives us. You know, and if somebody gives you prayer requests and you know, God witnesses in your heart, hey, that's mine. I'm taking it. That's our job. Amen. As a believer. Doesn't mean we're taking the care of it, though. We have to be careful. Sometimes we can carry something in our heart, and it's for us to pray for, but we're not to take the care of it, see? And let it keep us up at night. Let it stop us from sleeping. Now, unless the Lord's leading you to keep praying, you know, that's different. You know, that's a burden of that, but that we're not to take the care of those things. So there's kind of a fine line, amen? You know, you say, well, I got that. Yeah, we got that burden. But we're not to carry the care. We're not to carry the care of that. The anxiety of it. We're to cast that on the Lord and to be sober and vigilant. Hallelujah. Our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. He walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accompanied in your brethren that are in the world. How many know the Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust? We think, well, because I'm saved, because I do all these great things, the devil's after me. No. He's after mankind, period. He hates man. You know, every bad thing doesn't just happen to Christians. It's good preaching anyway. We recognize it, and we know who it is. See, a lot of times in the world, they'll just say, well, I'm having hard times. We're in hard times. They don't understand the spiritual battle. That's where we come in. Hallelujah. Amen. You can have Jesus in your life. You can have a change. You can be born anew. You can start over. You can be cleansed. You can have a right relationship with the God of the universe who created all things. Hallelujah. We got good news. But we resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accompanied in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, oh hallelujah, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Now our suffering is really in the flesh. It's not a suffering of sickness and disease. It's not the suffering of poverty per se. You know, it's not, those are not our sufferings. We know that the enemy comes, he attacks. And we have, you know, things of our soul and things of our emotion that we have to overcome and resist. And sometimes there's a little bit of laying down our life. Amen. It's supposed to all belong to him anyway, right? Sometimes it's the sacrifice of praise, right? We don't feel like praising God. I mean, no, sometimes you just don't feel like it. Maybe you didn't feel like coming to church tonight. I don't feel like it. But we resist the enemy, amen. We resist his thoughts and his feelings. Amen. That he may, that, you know, after we have what suffered a while, he makes us perfect, establishes us, strengthens us, settles us in whom we believe, who we know. See, we know the God of the universe. Hallelujah. The one that created the world. I remember one time I was listening to a message. It was about the end times, which is good. But, you know, and the pastor's preaching, and it just seemed like, man, I thought, man, it's going to get really bad. I mean, this is going to be rough. That's not a good time at all, you know. And I'm just seeing the terrible things that are going to take place. I remember the Lord spoke to me. I'd been reading in Genesis and kind of studying there. First chapter of Genesis, it says the earth had become tohu baboha, basically chaotic. The earth was under chaos. And God said to me, he spoke to my spirit, he said, out of chaos I created the world. Hallelujah. It may look chaotic in your situation, but out of chaos God created the world. He brought order. And he'll do the same for you. It may look like the devil's brought chaos into your life. But I'm telling you, God, one word from heaven, and he can create the answer and establish you and strengthen you and settle you. Hallelujah. How many know it was one word from Jesus? And the whole sea was still. Peace be still. Glory to God forever. I'm telling you. You said, well, why do you read that Bible? Because one word from heaven can change my circumstance. One word from God can change what I'm facing. It doesn't always take 100 scriptures. I remember when my mother she'd had a heart attack and she was in the hospital. It wasn't real serious, but it was a mild heart attack. And The doctors were taking her in, but she'd gotten this card from someone. I've been praying for her. How many know it's good to pray for people? But she got a card from someone in the mail. And on the front of that card, it says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." Now, my mother did not realize that was a scripture in the Bible. Bless her heart. But she said to me, she says, "Well, when I was there in that hospital, I just kept saying over and over to myself, I am the Lord that healeth thee." Hallelujah. She got on the confession, doesn't even know what it is. Hallelujah. And you know, she came out well. She came out strong. Came out healthy. Turned out good. Praise God. How many know? One word from God can change you. See, she held on to that. She put it in her mind. She said it to herself. She was meditating on it and muttering it over and over to herself. Oh, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Yeah. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One word from heaven can change our circumstance and establish us. It can strengthen us. It can settle us. How many have ever had that in your life? Maybe you're in prayer, or you got something you're praying about. Got that word from God, amen. Where you can stand with all strength, amen. Having done all, stand therefore with our loins which are girded with the truth. We're humbling ourselves before Him, saying, "Lord, I know you're going to take care of me in due time." Hallelujah! I mean, you know, sometimes it's not every Friday. It's not always next week. Times it doesn't take place and not when we think it should have. But we don't give up and we don't quit believing and we don't stop praying and we don't stop saying and we don't stop committing our care to the Lord. One more scripture. Let's go over here to Philippians chapter 4. It goes right along with what we're saying tonight. Hallelujah. The prayer of commitment. The prayer of casting our care. Trusting God. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verse 6 says this. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication." There we are again. Same thing as Ephesians was saying, with all manner of prayer, with all prayer, all kinds of prayer. Well, here we are. "By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Hallelujah. Don't worry about anything. Don't take the care. Hallelujah. The Amplified, let me read that one in the Amplified here. Philippians. Chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God." Hallelujah. Amen. How many think that's good? To cast our care. How? By prayer. By prayer. See, it's a prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. I know, Lord, you care for me. And you care for me watchfully. Hallelujah. I'm watching over you. He says he is watching over his word. To perform it. The Bible says that the angels of the Lord hearken to the voice of God's word. You know, God's word doesn't have any voice but yours and ours than ours. Amen. That's where God's word gets its voice. Jesus isn't on the earth. He's in heaven, but he's interceding for you and I, crying out mercy. His blood still speaking for us. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible said he took it to the heavenly tabernacle. There's a tabernacle in heaven. I'm sure the one on earth was made similar to it. Amen. And his blood was applied once for all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we can cast that care. We can cast our anxiety. We can choose not to fear. You know, the Bible doesn't say you'll never feel fear. Doesn't mean that there won't be anxiety that tries to come. But we don't have to accept it. You know, if you're trying to go to sleep, so why cast the care on the Lord? Well, if it's still bothering you, it's in the pit of your belly and it's keeping you awake, you ain't quite got it over there yet. You might try saying, Lord, here we go again. Now, Lord, I said I cast my care on you. Amen. I resist the enemy. Now, I'm going to lay down here and go to sleep and let you work on it. Amen. Glory to God. Whew, good news. What was that scripture? Psalm something here. 30. Let me read one more. I like that one. Psalm 37, 5. We may see it here a little clearer even. Psalm 37, verse 5. How many love the Word of God? Hallelujah. I'm sure glad I got something in my own thoughts and my own worries and anxieties to govern my life by. Hallelujah. Just what I think in the natural. I've got supernatural help. I don't know about you, but when we pray this, when we commit ourselves to God. See, we can take care of a lot of our praying just by casting our care. Amen. He said, don't take thought. Matthew 6, right? Don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. How am I going to make it? Looks like inflation's taking us over, Lord. What am I going to do? I'm going to trust you. Hallelujah. The true and the living God. The God who's more than enough. The one that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I've never seen my righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's under the old covenant. He said, we got a better covenant with better promises. Hallelujah. We've got an eternal covenant with God Almighty. He will watch over it. Hallelujah. What did I say? 37? Hallelujah. 37:5. I got to preaching a little. And I don't apologize. Praise God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Prayer of commitment we're talking about tonight. Verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And what? And he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. I told you, he's watching. He's looking. He wants to bring it to pass. But the Bible says what? Pray. Ask. Cast that care. Lord, I cast the care of it on you, Lord. Because I ask you, Lord. You said with all prayer, supplication, thank you, Father. I know you heard me. You heard me when I prayed. You heard me, Lord, when I asked. Thank you. Oh, Lord, I'm not going to let the enemy steal from me. I'm not going to take the care of it, Lord. I trust you. I trust you, Lord. I commit my way to you, Lord. I trust in you. You're bringing it to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry. Because I've cast that care now. What do you say in the 7th verse? Ephesians 4 said what? And the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Amen. It's going to mount guard over my heart and my mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 How many know? When we talk to the shepherd, amen, he brings the peace that passes understanding. Ah, hallelujah, because sometimes we look in the wrong place. He said, trust me, what I said is the truth. I'm not going to leave you forsaken. I'm going to care for you watchfully. I'm watching over you. I'm going to do it. I will do it. Amen. Where's our trust today? Let's do our best not to let fear, not to let the cares, not to let the anxiety of the world get in on us, but to get a hold of this word and say, no, I got the peace of God that lives in me. I know in whom I believed. I am fully persuaded that He is able, hallelujah, to keep that which I've committed unto Him. See, we're talking about the prayer of commitment tonight. Commit our way to the Lord. Trust in Him. He's going to bring it to pass. Amen. Let's stand up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. How many have got some things you've asked God for? And sometimes now it's just, hey, I trust you, Lord. I know you care for me. I know you know how many hairs are on my head. I know, Lord, that you know when this barrel falls. Hallelujah. If I had 10 hairs, you know I got 9 today, you know. Hallelujah. However many it is. Hallelujah. You know, it's kind of hard to count anyway. Even if you just get a few up there, you know, because there's always something else, little fuzz or something. He can count every one of them. You know, I'm sure He knows how many hairs are on your arms too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you got a little hair on here too, you know. Little stuff here and eyebrows up there other than then your eyeballs, the palms of your hands, and the bottom of your feet pretty much got hair, a little bit of hair everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. We got a good Father. Amen. Let's just thank Him for a minute. Father, we thank You, Lord, that we can cast all of our care on You, Lord. We can throw it over on You, Lord, because You care for us. We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry, Lord. We've asked You and You are answering. And we just thank You and praise You for that, Lord. And Father, we thank You that You're in us. You're for us, Lord. You're with us. And You're bringing our requests to pass. Oh, what a faithful God I have. What a faithful God I have. A faithful Father. A faithful friend. Who sticks with me to the end. He never leaves me or forsakes me. Oh, hallelujah. He goes with me wherever I go. He orders my steps because I'm His child. Oh, what a faithful God we serve. Amen. We can trust Him tonight.